You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In what many would call the Bible Belt of the Lone Star State, an ugly reality looms. Communities in East Texas are grappling with an unusually high suicide rate. It's a rate that's higher than any of the other most populous counties in the Lone Star State. Charlotte Huff is a Texas-based freelance reporter, and she recently wrote about this issue for Kaiser Health News, and she joins us now. Charlotte, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this suicide rate in East Texas. What is it exactly, and how does it compare to, say, other counties and cities across the Lone Star State?
Well, the University of Texas Health System, they put out a really interesting report last year that ranked the 25 most populous counties by suicide rate. And the Tyler area, Smith County, which includes Tyler, was the unfortunately the highest rate on the list. And so I got interested in just going out to East Texas and not just talking to them about what the problem is, but also what they're trying to do about it as well.
Well, what did you find? Why would a place like Tyler have a higher suicide rate than other parts of Texas?
You know, they're still trying to figure that out, and they've done a lot of work over the last 5 years. And of course, suicide is really intertwined with lots of other issues like mental health issues and substance abuse issues as well. But there are a couple things. One is actually statewide in Texas, the suicide rate is about three times higher in white residents than in blacks or Hispanics. And Tyler has a higher percentage of white residents compared with statewide. But there are a bunch of other issues. I mean, they've only recently ramped up their psychiatric services. They didn't have a psychiatric state-funded beds at the UT Tyler campus until about 5 years ago. And they've been adding psychiatrists and psychologists to that region as well. And then, you know, they talked really kind of quite bluntly, especially this attorney and his wife who have organized people over the last 5 years about stigma and, you know, both stigma in the sense of not wanting Texas Pride and not wanting to really talk about mental health or other challenges outside the family. So people don't reach out for help. Plus, they also talked about religious beliefs and of course the challenges they at least they said when they talked to me was that and they say this is improving but that the churches would sometimes imply that if you didn't have a strong enough religious faith then you'd be more likely to have some kind of mental health issue.
I guess you could blame the churches or you could blame the way that people sort of understand or believe
exactly,
that the churches, right? I mean,
right.
That's an important distinction. So what's the community doing or are they aware that they have a bigger problem and are they trying to address it?
Yeah, they've been addressing it in a number of different ways, but both by adding some of these beds, as I described earlier. Plus, they've also started having events within churches where church leaders are speaking out about mental health and the need to seek help if you're having difficulties. This attorney who I spoke with, he launched 5 years ago a mental health conference, which is essentially a national conference that's based in Tyler. And then I think really one of the big things is they started a behavioral health leadership team in recent years. And I went to one of the meetings and it's really quite impressive. There are people from all kinds of areas, the community, they're part of that, the cops, churches, police officers, mental health leaders. And so, and they say for the first time, they've really interacted, they're brainstorming, they're talking about not just the problem, but ways to address it. And even on just a individual level, they have each other's cell phone numbers now. So it's easier to reach out if you're trying to find help for a particular individual because you know who to call at this point.
It's the start. Charlotte Huff is a Texas-based freelance reporter and recently wrote about East Texas's alarming suicide rate. We're going to have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Charlotte, thanks for talking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you are listening